This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mook Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mook Delivery, like McKenna, brings a top-tier lineup. With Leif Davis-esque delivery right to your door, you'll always be winning with Mook Delivery. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You know, I remember him having a go at the referee, and I thought the ref had given him everything. So I said, how can you criticise the referee? He's giving you everything, apart from wearing one of your shirts.
Ladies and gentlemen, special guest on the Blue Monday podcast. You've loved to hate him. You've hated to love him at Portman Road at various times. But Mr. Neil Warnock is here, and he's coming to the Ipswich region June the 7th. Neil, what can people expect at the show, and why have you chosen to come to Ipswich specifically?
Well, there was a list of clubs. You can imagine where I've been given stick over my years. But I've had some friendly rivalry with Ipswich. I nearly took over once as well, but I'll talk about that at the show. It was one of those clubs in the history of the club and goes back a long time. You know, I go back to watching a lad called Phillips play for you, Crawford and Phillips, and wow, what a left foot he had.
So Neil, interviewed Ray Crawford on the podcast.
Have you?
Yeah.
So we go back a long way. But I've always enjoyed the banter at Ipswich. And so it was ideal when Steve asked me about the shows. I said, can you get me one at Ipswich? I fancy going down there. And I've got one or two people that, good friends that live down there as well.
Fantastic stuff. Listen, in the early 90s, you went back-to-back with Notts County, Tier 3, all the way up to Tier 1. Potentially, Kieran McKenna is able to do that this season. How would you compare the two feats, your back-to-back with Notts County and potentially Ipswich this season?
Well, I think it's the same whatever the year, but... I'm really what year it was or what year it is. I think it's a tremendous achievement when you can take a club up from that tier to the Championship, then take them up to the Premiership. I mean, it's an amazing, you know, yes, you'll have invested in a few players, but in general, it's the same group of players. And that's what I loved about Notts County. I built a squad. And even now when they have reunions and I go to the reunion, I look around the room and they're all the same. They're all talking to each other. You know why you got that special magic that got you the promotion. And I'm sure Kieran thinks the same about the group of lads he's got. I mean, I had Sammy Morsey at Middlesbrough, one of my best lads ever, Sammy. And I don't think he wanted to go at first, you know. It was only somebody at the club wanted to sell him. And I said to him, you don't have to go, Sam. I don't want you to go. And he went, I don't want to go. But eventually when he spoke to him, and I know he had a chat with the club, and I said, listen, Sam, that is a fabulous club. You'll go there and you'll enjoy it. And to see him be captain, and and to be instrumental in the success they've had. I'm really pleased. I am. I'm hoping he's going to come to the show.
Has he surprised you, actually? Because he was, I love Sam Morsy, but he was kind of known as a jobbing championship midfielder, and he's kind of sat dictating play at the top of the league. Has he surprised you?
I think he might have surprised himself, Sam, because he's always had the ability. I sometimes think that because he's always been restricted and limited by managers, I don't think he's been able to blossom, really. And I think you see the proper player now. I think, you know, he bosses games around. He's always available. He makes. I think Shankly used to say that it's the players that make. The football is a simple game. It's the players that complicate it. And Sam doesn't complicate it. If it's on, he passes it. And yeah, he's got a good vision. He'll chip in with a few goals. Just a great lad in the dressing room. And for a manager, he's one of those that always gets 7 out of 10, sometimes an 8 out of 10, never a 5 or a 6, and, you know, and never a 9 or a 10 either. He's one of those that a manager would pick. It'd be first on your team sheet.
Neil, are you aware of this scenario where he's two away from 15 yellow cards, and if Ipswich were to get in the playoffs and he were to get booked against Huddersfield on the last day of the season, how hard is that going to be? You're playing potentially to get in the Premier League, but going into a tackle knowing you might miss 3 playoff games.
Listen, when he was with me, he got booked early in the game during the, I can't remember which game it was now, and he got booked and I shouted him over and I said, listen, Sam, I'm going to have to substitute you because you can't get booked again. So you can't, gaffer, I swear to God, I won't get booked again. I know what I'm doing. I'll calm down. But I said, yeah, but why don't we just substitute you? No, please don't. 2 minutes later, the ball goes there and he flies in, bang, red card. And that is
You're not
Sammy
filling
Morsy.
Me with confidence here.
No, that is Sammy Morsy. So unless Kieran leaves him out altogether, he'll probably get booked on the bench. No, it's Sam.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like home comforts. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Whether you need a VPN to protect you while online, to allow you to change your worldwide location virtually, or maybe a bit of both, NordVPN gives you the freedom to do so. NordVPN also allows you to stream TV shows, films, and even sporting events which aren't available in your local region, changing to a country which is showing that content, meaning you can switch as seamlessly as a Kira McKenna in-game tactical tweak with just one click. But that's not all. NordVPN can also look after you while online, preventing your card details and passwords from falling into the wrong hands, safeguarding your personal and sensitive information from harm. Think of it as a cyber Sam Morsy, offering protection to your own personal back four, but with far fewer yellow cards. NordVPN is available for the price of a cup of Bovril per month, and one account can be used across 6 different devices. Visit nordvpn.com/Blue Monday or click the link in the podcast description for more information about the offer and a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee trial period. You'll also be helping out the pod by subscribing.
Stop it. There's this weird scheduling quirk with the end of the season here, and you've always been known as the psychologist man-manager type. So Ipswich have had 2 weeks off, and then they're going to have a three-game week to end
the
season.
Can you just tell me? I couldn't work out who's the third game. I know it's Huddersfield the last game. What's the next two?
So they're away at Hull, away at Coventry, and then home to right. Huddersfield. How would you be approaching this with you and the staff and the whole team if you had the 2 week gap and then this all or nothing 3 game week?
Well, it's the same like with the playoffs. Really, there's a 2 week gap. Are you with me? I mean, I took my lads away and let them have 2 days golfing. You're not going to get any fitter now. So pointless having them in training every day of the week. So I would imagine he gave them a bit of time off to be with the families early doors. And then planned the week before the next game. That's when your intensity starts. You're talking about tactics and things like that, because it's all in the mind now. And what they've done already is, I mean, I voted Kieran for my manager of the year. And mind you, I voted Portsmouth manager second as well. And I think that people, when they always use the big names, people like that. But I think these two managers have done absolutely brilliant for the clubs. It's all right saying the big clubs, but to get promotion twice in 2 years is phenomenal. And just to be amongst that group of teams, you know. I mean, when we played Leicester early on in the season and I looked at their squad, I thought they'd got two teams that could get promotion, you know. And so it's a phenomenon what Kieran's done with the squad. And I do sincerely hope you go up.
Well, that was going to be the next question. We're filming this ahead of, we've got this crazy week now, Middlesbrough versus Leeds tonight, Leicester versus Southampton tomorrow.
And I'm covering that game on Sky, the Leicester Southampton. Yeah, I'll be there.
Do you think Ipswich can do it?
I think they can do it. I think the dressing room is geared, but they're going to have a bit of luck. But last weekend, they had a bit of luck, didn't they? I mean, who foresaw those two results last weekend? And I don't think anybody could. So I think you just got to look after themselves. The fixtures that you've talked about, they're not easy, are they? But you tell me an easy fixture in the Championship. There isn't one. You can't say Rotherham away is an easy game. Now, you know, and they're relegated.
Do you buy this argument of teams being on the beach? Say, for example, because Hull and Coventry are playing on Wednesday and there's a bit of a gap with the playoffs. Do you buy into the intensity dropping with the teams in the middle of the table?
Not really. I know it's easy saying that. I think it gives those teams probably an excuse if they don't perform. But I don't think. I think you want to win every game when you come up against other teams for whatever reason. Your pride is at stake. I've had some battles later on in the last few years for helping relegation teams. You know, Middlesbrough. I did Rotherham. I did Card. Last year I did. We escaped at Middlesbrough Huddersfield. So it's all a matter of just keeping your belief in your squad, really, and making them feel as fresh as they can. And sometimes it's not training. Sometimes it's something else to take their mind off it, you know, because you can be too intense. And who relaxes the manager? You know, Kieran has to switch off as well, because I know when you're a young manager, it's 24 hours a day. You know, you sat watching the telly and you're thinking about, who am I going to leave out tomorrow? Who what's their strengths? It's an all-time consuming job. But the job he's done, if the season finished tomorrow and they didn't go up automatically, he would still be my manager of the season. I think it's just an unbelievable job what he's done.
Look, we don't want to spoil any of the stories for the ticket buying public in Ipswich, but this legendary documentary that just seems to get more and more entertaining with every year that passes. One of my favourite scenes is yourself and Joe Royal in a game at Bramall Lane, and you're both giving it each other. If you could, what was it like going up against Joe Royal? I suppose you had the last laugh there, because you went up the following season that was shot, and we know Ipswich stagnated for a good wee while. But what are your memories of that sort of, it was 2005 and going up against Joe Royal?
It was just, I used to love winding him up, really, you know, on the bench. I mean, a lot of people tried to wind me up as well, but it was, you know, I remember him having a go at the referee, and I thought the ref had given him everything. So I said, how can you criticize the referee? He's giving you everything, apart from wearing one of your shirts. You know, it was one of them. But it's all good banter. I think what I've tried to do is make people laugh, really, and then try and enjoy the football. And yes, I've had my critics and I've had fans having a go at me. But in general, it's been, you know, well-natured.
So, Neil Warnock, live at the Ipswich Region on June the 7th. I believe there is a team of us coming down from the podcast. Just one more plug for the show, Neil, because we're really looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I've got a few, like I say, a few friends down that area as well. So it'd be nice to catch up. And, you know, even today, I've been doing a podcast today, and some of the stories that I remember, I'm talking about something else and something else crops up. And, you know, I will tell you the story about when I was offered the job at Ipswich and I'd got the job. And then something happened and I didn't get the job in the end. But I'll let you know about that on the night. And I'm looking forward to seeing all you Suffolk people. It is Suffolk, isn't it, down there? It is
very much
and,
so.
And all those accents that I can hear. I've got a few friends down there. They take the mickey out of my Yorkshire accent, but I get my own back.
Wonderful stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Neil Warnock.
It's the promotion running. Everyone is gathered round to watch. The McNuggets share boxes are there, offering much needed distraction. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, but in you swoop to steal the last nuggets and claim all 3 points. Oh, and there is the Harry Clark fist pump to celebrate. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in at participating restaurants.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.